Happy New Year to you. Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and 2020 is up on us, the first full week of 2020. But, you know, a lot of times before you can move forward, you have to look at your past and learn from it. And unfortunately, I have allowed the enemy too many times in my life to get me to hit rewind on the videotape of my life. And unfortunately, instead of focusing more on the successes, I've let the enemy help me, or let the enemy, I shouldn't say help, I don't think he helps, and actually he hurts, by focusing on my failures in the past and painful things and disappointments from unwise decisions that other people have made that have affected me, and then also unwise decisions that I have made that have impacted my life and kind of got me maybe detoured. And maybe you can relate to that today as we start off the week here on Monday on Hope Is Here. And I just want to talk to you today. I'm going to base today's program just off one verse, Philippians 3:13. It's been a really powerful verse for me over the last few years, and you may be familiar with it, but Philippians 3:13 says, "I am still not all that I should be, but I am focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead." Well, we are upon a new decade. I mean, 2020. The last 10 years have just kind of been a blur, to be honest with you. Been a lot of mountaintop experiences for me, and yet also some deep valleys I walked through. And I'm sure for most of you listening, it's been the same thing. There's been some great moments of joy and laughter and celebration, but there's also been some really painful seasons of life. Maybe having to say goodbye to some loved ones, whether it's through actual physical death where they've gone to be with Jesus, and an empty seat at the Thanksgiving table or at Christmas. And yet there's also saying goodbye, sometimes unfortunately, maybe a failed marriage or a friendship that not sure what happened, but just communication has ceased, and maybe that wasn't by your choice. And so yet I think the thing that's so exciting as we start this new decade in 2020 is that God really wants us to have a new year. Bible tells us that, behold, God makes all things new. But I really truly believe if you're going to have a true new, capital N-E-W, new year in 2020, you've got to kind of deal with your past and look at it. And the very first thing that I want to share with you today, if you're going to have a new year in 2020, is that we have to accept ourselves as God made us and decide maybe to change at least one thing this year that we don't like. And the reason I say that is that I know, at least for me, I can only speak for Greg Horn, obviously, but I've also seen this with other people as I have ministered and counseled to hundreds of people over the past 16 years as a minister, both full-time and now bivocationally, that people are so much harder on themselves than God would ever be. And part of that reason is they just don't accept themselves how God made them. We're always kind of doing that compare game, and we talked about that a lot over the past couple of years on Hope Is Here, that we are, when we play the compare game, one of two things happens. Either one, when we have things better than somebody else, whether it's materially or maybe God's blessed us physically, financially, neighborhood we live in, car we drive, places we get to go vacation on, maybe where our kids go to school or their achievements or grandchildren. I mean, that pride sets in. And that's obviously not God-honoring. But then the opposite can happen too when we compare, when we don't, quote, measure up by the world standards. We don't drive a new car. Our car is over 6 years old and got a rust spot on it. Or we don't live in a new neighborhood. We're living in a neighborhood that 20 years ago was great, but now it's kind of, you know, older. Or maybe we have not been able to go on vacation for a couple of years. We have friends and family that are going to the beach or going to Europe, and we're not able to do that. And so then, unfortunately, we set in with pity. We start to feel sorry for ourselves, and we know that's definitely not of God. And so I think one of the things, if you're really going to have a new year in 2020, is that you've got to just kind of accept where you are in life right now. Now, that doesn't mean you have to stay there, but you got to kind of accept how God has made you and where you are right now. I've shared with you before that when the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce happened in 2001, that somebody gave me a magnet, and it's not real masculine, but it really spoke to me because the magnet simply said, bloom where you are planted. And I believe that's a word for somebody today, that you don't like the circumstances that you're in as we start this new year. You didn't plan on being a single mom, and yet, you know, God knows right exactly where you are, and he is going to help you bloom where you're planted if you allow him to. But as Joyce Meyer says, you can either become bitter or better, but you can't be both. And maybe for some of you, you start out without a job, you're not employed, and you're older, and it's a tough job market. Maybe to find the same type of job with the same amount of income that you had. There's lots of jobs out there, but a lot of them maybe aren't paying as well. And you're just like, okay, God, not how I planned going into 2020, but I'm going to trust you on that. I'm going to accept my season in life where I am. At the same time, I'm going to make every effort I can to grow in my relationship with you and do the things as if everything depends on me to get a new job, okay, or to grow in my relationship with Christ. Maybe it's, you know, you're like, okay, I know I need to lose some weight, so Trainer Joe's, I know he starts new classes in January, and so I'm going to sign up for one of those so I don't totally accept where I'm at. So please don't, you know, be mistaken when I say accepting where you're at or how God's made us. You know, that's a really loaded statement there, but I'm saying more like I have to accept that I'm 5'9 and that I'm follically challenged, which is a diplomatic way for saying bald, and I am a little bit overweight. Now, the thing about it is a couple things. I've been guilty of shared in the past of comparing myself to maybe some of my siblings, two other brothers. I'm the oldest, but the middle brother, it's 5'11 and tall, thin hair, and does very well financially as a doctor and a great husband and a great dad and a strong believer and one of my best friends. And then my youngest brother, a college basketball coach, 6'4", tall, skinny hair, great husband, great dad, great faith, and another great friend. But when I try to compare myself sometimes to them, I don't measure up by the world standards with those things. And yet I learned to just bloom where I was planted several years ago. I talked about that 2001, that magnet speaking to me. And, you know, I can do things about, can't do anything about my height, hair. I could get a hair piece, but man, I've seen some of those. And man, some of those things you could put a chin strap on. Holy cow. I mean, they are not looking good. But you know what? If that makes somebody else feel comfortable, then more power to you. But for me, I've accepted that I am follicly challenged, and I'm okay with that. And I'm not going to be taller than 5'9". And yet, the weight thing, I started addressing that and dropped almost 18 pounds last year. And going to try Trainer Joe's class again here in January and try to get another 20 off this year. That was my goal this past year. I didn't quite get there, but hey, I'll take coming up a couple of pounds short. If I can get another 20 off there, then I'll be where I need to be this year in 2020. So I say all that two things. One, accepting God, how he made us, our height, our eye color, whether we have hair or not. But also maybe decide to change one thing that you don't like. You're like, I don't want to accept this. And my one thing last year was I wanted to get healthier mentally, emotionally, and physically. Spiritually is always a priority to me. That's a given. Maybe that is for you. And I decided to do that. And I think that you can decide on maybe what it is that you want to do this year to become better or to be healthier, whatever it is, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, hopefully all four of them, maybe financially too. Maybe you've dealt with debt. But I love the serenity prayer that is very aligned with Alcoholics Anonymous. You're probably familiar with this, but I'm going to read it to you. Maybe you haven't heard it, and maybe this is something you need to get printed out and put it out where you can read it every day. The serenity prayer simply says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I think the key, there are three different words. One, accepting, okay, things you can't change. So accepting, like I talked about earlier. The second thing about courage to change things. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to try to change something. To go to some Trainer Joe's classes last year, it was a little humbling and embarrassing, and yet, you know what, man, it really helped me. And I didn't quite get my goal over the past year, but I came pretty close. I'm going to start again. But I had the courage to admit, you know what, I've just not been able to do this on my own, and joined it with, I think there was about 25 people in some of the classes that I attended. Yet they kind of got thinner as we went on through the year. But the wisdom is to know the difference. What can you do or what can you not do? And, you know, God wants to help us wherever we're at. And I'm excited about that. And yet sometimes we have to do what Joshua 1:9 says. And it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, I love the first part of this verse. It says, have I not commanded you? It doesn't say, have I asked you? It's saying, have I commanded you? And when I was a kid growing up, my mom said, Gregory Joseph Horn. I was like, uh-oh, this is serious. No, I must have not done something. So I started going through the Rolodex of my memory of past 24 hours. Is there something I didn't do that I was supposed to do? And I knew that that meant serious business. Well, when God says, I have commanded you, I mean, he's given us an order. And God is definitely a compassionate God, no doubt about it. Psalm talks about God is close to the brokenhearted and comforts those who are crushed in spirit. But the fact of the matter is, until we get to heaven, we're in a battle against the evil one. And sometimes we do have to do what this verse says for us to do, to be strong and courageous. And God knew we struggled with being afraid and being discouraged at times, but I love that God, in the last part of that verse, said, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. So that kind of narrows it down. And I know that a lot of people listening, they start out 2020, maybe they just haven't planned on being in a season of being single, whether it's by choice or unexpected divorce or death of a spouse or end of a dating relationship. And yet God has said, hey, I'm going to be with you wherever you go. And we'll remind you, you've got the Trinity that's always with you, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so that's one of the things that I know people that are married and maybe they're not physically alone, but they're emotionally alone and just don't have a good relationship. And I want to remind you that if you're a follower of Jesus, you always have the Trinity, the Father, which is God, the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, who Jesus left when he, after his resurrection, when he went to go be with our Heavenly Father, his Father in heaven. And so he said he would send a comforter, a counselor, and that is the Holy Spirit. And so accepting yourselves as God has made you and deciding to change something in your life as we start 2020, it's going to require some courage, but you don't have to do it alone. And you got to be strong, but it all starts with facing whatever that is. Instead of letting the enemy use that to steal and kill and destroy you this year, and you look up and 2021's here, I want to encourage you to decide today that you're going to change maybe one thing that you just don't like where you're at in this season of your life. And just write down two or three things that can help you get there. We're going to be talking more about this tomorrow, so I hope you will join us again. Maybe invite somebody to join us. If you tuned in the middle of this, you can go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Later, there will be a podcast of this program that you can listen to in its entirety, all 14 minutes at your convenience. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.